Hello boys and girls, welcome to another episode on the Let It Off Your Chest podcast. This is the second to the last Friday in 2022. It's 7 days, no, 8 days. It's 8 days to the end of the year. And before we even get into today's episode, I would like to say what I believe I have said quite a number of times in the last month on this podcast. Try as much as possible to avoid engineering, both for yourself, your loved ones, your children, for those of you who are not parents yet, your unborn children. Oh, trust me, I know what I'm saying. My yesterday's exam, the summary is this: I did not have any strength left in me when I finished writing Strength of Material 2. It was exhausting. So the exam had 6 questions and we're to answer 3 for 2 hours, and I did not finish because it was strength of material, come on. But on the bright side, I'm done my exams, so I think I have my life back for the next 14 days. I believe I'm going to not think about anything school related during this period, during the holiday season. I'm going to relax. I'm going to binge watch a lot of things that I have put on hold because I was preparing for exams and stuff like that. And it's 2 days to Christmas. Crazy, right? Like, I remember when December started, and now we're on the 23rd day of December. We're barely 48 hours away from Christmas, and I won't say I'm psyched, I won't say I'm indifferent. It's just that where I'm currently at, the whole Christmassy vibe is not really there. Yes. Though, on Wednesday, I went to church, we had a Christmas carol service, and it was very, 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 very fun, and I loved it. I didn't want it to end. So I said I was going to talk about something related to Christmas on today's episode, and I definitely would do that. So I'm actually, we're using a devotional. I'm going through a devotional on the YouVersion app, and it's about Christmas. And one of the things that have been repeated on the devotional since I started this week is not waiting for Christmas period, not waiting for the Christmas season before we can, you know, be kind, before we can show love, before we can think about people, before we can send out cards. These things are things that we can be doing regularly. We don't have to wait for a specific time to do them. We don't have to wait for the season of Christmas, the season to exchange gifts, the season to put up decoration, the season to be around family, friends, and loved ones before we actually do these things. If we make our time throughout the year, you say, okay, once a month, I'm going to, you know, hang out with family and friends. Twice a month, once a quarter, do that quarterly. It would not feel so much like a ritual that, okay, every Christmas I'm going to do these things. We do not have to, because if you wait for Christmas, you realize that you do not have that much time available to do certain things, because it's just Christmas, Boxing Day, New Year's Eve, New Year, the end. And the world has gone back to work mode straight up. So instead of waiting for the festive season to do all the wonderful things and nice things that you've always wanted to do to people around you, people you know, even those that you do not know, spread out those nice things throughout the year. Spread them out. Say, okay, for this month I'm going to do this, this month I'm going to do that, I'm going to reach out to this set of people in this period, during this period I'm going to engage myself in certain activities that would benefit certain individuals in this month or in this quarter. And you would realize that you would even be able to cover more ground or do lots of stuff if you do this, if you follow this method, as opposed to just chilling for the festive season. Yeah, that's basically what I want to talk about. Do not wait for this period to be nice. Spread your niceness, if that's the word, across the 12 months of the year. Yes, it's already 23rd of December, and yeah, that I didn't say this in on time. Well, the new year is going to start in 8 days, so you can plan for that for the coming year. Are you ready for Christmas? I honestly am not ready for Christmas. I just want Christmas to just come and see what happens on Christmas Day. It's on a Sunday, so I most definitely will go to church, see my people in church, put some calls across to family because I'm not around them this season, and we would be fine. Definitely, I believe you are having fun. I believe you are with your family and friends, and if you are not with your family and friends, Daniel did for you. I'm sending you all the love and hugs that you need this season, and trust me, this festive season is going to be beautiful. Until you hear from me again, beautiful people, tomorrow.